Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. Welcome back to the Strang Report. This is Steve Green. We have an exciting episode for you today. We're going to tell you about a new website we've recently launched, and I think you're going to find it fascinating as you listen to Steve Strang begin to speak about his vision for what we're calling the Charisma Caucus. So, Steve, congratulations on your launch, and tell me a little bit about your vision for Charisma Caucus.
Well, we believe that Christians have to be involved in all aspects of life. So, of course, that would include the economy, would include the educational system, includes arts and the media, but it also includes politics. Now, we have freedom of religion in this country, but we also have something called separation of church and state. Some people think it's in the Constitution. It really isn't. And probably most of our listeners would know that it actually came from a letter from Thomas Jefferson to a Baptist minister in Connecticut. But it is firmly entrenched in our understanding of how government should work. There are some people that instead of saying separation of church and state, they actually want those of us who have religious faith to not be involved at all. Now, these are, I'm going to call them sort of the politically correct people who seem to think that a certain view of life that I'm going to say is left of center is the only way, and those of us who would be somewhat right of center, which is where I'd put myself, really don't have a voice. And when it comes to the marketplace of ideas, often our voice is dim. And I think part of it is because Christian people are focused, as they should be, on things that are heavenly and will focus on those things and maybe not focus on things that are temporal, as is politics.
So tell me about the website and your vision. What's on the front page? What kind of stories would I expect to read when I come to Charisma Caucus?
You're going to find out the things that are happening today in the political scene.
As it relates to which election?
As it relates to the elections that are coming up. I mean, we're recording this in 2015, but who knows when people are going to be listening to it. And it's going to evolve, and it's going to grow, and it's going to develop, as really any healthy thing does, but I'll say as Charisma Magazine has done over the years. When Charisma Magazine started 40 years ago as a church magazine, we didn't really foresee how it would evolve over time. So I expect the website is going to grow and improve. I think we've come out from the starting gate very, very strong. We have a very professional team of journalists who are aggregating information, but also a lot of original information. And particularly as our website traffic increases, as I'm sure it will, I expect very quickly to, be getting up into the, a million people a month type framework. I think that we will start having the politicians come to us, especially as the 2016 election rolls on. But we're also going to cover state and local politics as it relates to a wider audience to let people know what's going on, because we are providing alternative media. This kind of media is largely ignored. There's sometimes the idea that nothing is happening because people don't hear it. The old philosophical question that if a tree crashes to the ground in the forest, if there's no one there to hear it, did it actually make any noise? And a lot of people feel that if they haven't heard about something happening, that's positive. And basically, it comes down to we have politicians, we have elected officials who actually believe more traditional values, and it is the way that they govern. And this is a valid thing in the marketplace of ideas. And we're going to put this forth as much as we're able to do with the gifts and talents that God has given us. And, hopefully as Christians being led by the Holy Spirit, we're going to be just as professional and as aggressive and interesting as anybody else that's out there in the political scene.
You're listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. When we get back from this break, I'm going to ask Steve about his faith and how that will apply to the Charisma Caucus website just after this message. This podcast is brought to you by Shekinah Today Ministries. You can find them at ShekinahToday.org. And they spell Shekinah, S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H, Shekinah Today Ministries. I'd like to talk to you about, they've just put out a new book called God's Answer for America. It's also subtitled, How to Save and Change a Nation. What an important topic today, and how relevant this book could be for you and for your church. So get this critical message into the hands and hearts of your pastor, your church, and every Christian in America. It's ShekinahToday.org, and you'll find a newly released book, God's Answer for America. And thank you very much, Shekinah, for sponsoring this podcast. Welcome back to the Strang Report. This is Steve Green. And just before the break, I told you we were going to ask Steve about his faith and how that ties in to what he's got in mind for the new Charisma Caucus website. So, Steve, how is your faith guiding the direction of the editorial content of Charisma Caucus?
Well, the real thing to ask is, how does our faith run our lives, or how does it affect our lives? So as everybody has a philosophy of life, everybody has a worldview, even if it's a do-nothing, selfish worldview, everybody comes at it from some perspective. I'm talking about mature adults. So the perspective I have is as one raised in the church, one who as an adult has made a decision to follow Jesus Christ and to try to grow as a disciple. So what does that involve? For me, it's the same thing that really it ought to be for any Christian. It guides our thoughts. And I have been asked this question by secular journalists who are, you know, trying to find some kind of agenda. But I say my faith has affected my career path. It affected who I decided to marry. It affects where I live. It affects the friends that I choose, who I associate with. And so it also affects my politics in that I want America to be the kind of place where I can thrive as a Christian and where my family can thrive and where we follow the principles that are in the Word of God. Now, legally, we followed the U.S. Constitution, but the U.S. Constitution was written by men who followed the Word of God. There are scriptures that have actually gave the founding fathers the idea for the three branches of government, judicial, the legislative, and the executive. And they founded it on Christian principles. You know, George Washington is famously quoted as saying that the Constitution will only work if people are a moral people. Well, how are people moral? What is the basis of morality? For a long time, we've had this sort of shared view in our country that it was somehow based on Christian principles, even if people didn't necessarily live by all those principles. They might do things that the Bible doesn't approve of, but at least they sort of knew that it was wrong. Now we're in a day where people are saying, none of that is valid. Throw it out the window. It makes it very, very difficult to govern. I mean, just look at all of the tension now that exists between law enforcement and certain communities around the nation. You know, it used to be that there was a respect for authority. Where does that come from? It comes from the home. It comes from respect for the Word of God and these kinds of things that are taught to children as they grow up. Now you've got young people who, when a police officer comes up and wants to question them about something, defies them. And so I think that part of what we want is we want to have leaders. In fact, the Bible says to pray for good and godly leaders. Why? So we can have quiet and peaceful lives. And what we want is to put forward those candidates and those policies that we think line up with the Word of God and to expose those who don't.
All right. Really great answer. A lot of depth there, Steve. I want to make your answer a little more micro this time and put you on the spot. So perhaps we may have a Republican from Florida and a Republican from Virginia running in a primary. How does your faith help you to make that call?
Well, my faith helps me to be fair, to be accurate, to do things with excellence. And a lot of times we're just going to present and let our readers decide. As journalists, we have the right, of course, to endorse, as you know any journalist does. Newspapers generally will endorse a candidate to broadcast.
Are you going to?
I'm sure we will, because we've endorsed someone for president every 4 years since 1984. And I'm sure that we will. We're not prepared to do that now. We did not set up this charisma caucus in order to endorse anyone. We want to just be a clearinghouse of news and information and opinion about policies, candidates, interesting things. We'll report on governmental reports. A lot of times a governmental report will come out and it'll be 40,000 pages, and there will be maybe a news story about what the report says. But buried in there are a lot of other interesting things, and we're going to try to ferret those out and to report them and to make them part of the discourse.
So will the Strang Report eventually endorse a presidential candidate?
Well, that's a strategic or maybe tactical decision on my particular commentary that we call the Strang Report. We would probably decide either as an organization to endorse or maybe as Charisma Magazine. But really, once we endorse, it'll be across the board.
So I think that begs the question, do you intend for the caucus site, the Charisma caucus site, to persuade or inform?
I think it'll do both. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. Some of the same articles will inform some people and persuade others. It may be just enough information to cause somebody who's got a question mark to go over the line to make up their mind about what they think about it. But even when we tell people what to think, let's say, for example, we have to persuade them by using logic and by using facts. We're going to try to be very responsible. We're going to realize that people are watching. We're going to realize that there are those who don't agree with us who are going to look for any flaw. And so the stakes are high. But I think this is needed. I think we're doing this because this is needed rather than the fact that I personally or we collectively with our organization have some kind of agenda and we're using it as a propaganda machine. That's not the case at all.
So would you hope that your report, this context that we're speaking now, and maybe even in your printed Strang Report, would you hope to persuade a candidate to adopt a platform issue? Would you try to inform a platform?
I think that's a very valid thing for any leader to do. Just this week, I signed a petition to do that very thing, trying to get the candidates on both sides of the aisle to adopt certain things. I think that's valid, and certainly for journalists to do it. You know, to some extent, we're going to follow what are considered normal journalistic norms. You know, there have been things worked out with how the news business operates long before I was in the news business. And we consider that professionalism, but we're not going to be limited to that. And we're going to try to, you know, basically it comes down to we see truth differently than some other journalists do. And I could give some examples of that. But truth is truth. God's word is true. And it's true whether we say it or not. But as Christians, we believe that we have a responsibility to report things as we see them, to try to get our point of view out, to persuade other people to agree with us and follow us. And that's what people will come to expect at the Charisma Caucus.
Have you yet given any thought to the critical issues that we care about in our spiritual walk? What issues that we hope to hear discussed in political debates? Do you have an idea what the issues might be in the election next year?
Well, yes, of course. We've thought about the issues. You know, one of the biggest issues is the redefining of marriage. We will not ignore that, of course. The issue about when life begins is something that's been debated now for more than 40 years and will continue to be debated. Probably not a lot of elections are going to be won or lost on that, because it's not something that's going to really
What's
be voted
on. What's
going
to win or lose this election? What topic?
I don't know that it's a topic. I think it's more like a direction. And I believe that our country has drifted so far to the left. I mean, to where, you know, like, for example, the left doesn't really want to deal with the crisis, really, in the Middle East with ISIS. You know, they don't want war. They're sort of anti-war and not wanting to deal with it. The whole issue about the debt in our country, that's not something that's really a scriptural issue, although the Bible does tell us about responsibility and money, of course. The whole issue is about immigration. I don't know if there's going to be one thing. I think it's more like a package. And I rather expect that the nation is going to turn back more toward the center. I don't know that it's going to become very right. In fact, a lot of the people on the right, frankly, are so strident that they almost make enemies. We're going to be firm without being strident. We're going to be principled without being unkind. But I think that people are tired of Obama. And, you know, there are some people that would vote for Obama or, you know, that type no matter what they did. But there's people in the middle that I think are tired of it. And our country kind of shifts one direction and then the other. And I think that this year is going to shift toward the right.
Okay, so my last question for you for this segment, if you could influence one issue, if your voice would be heard, if a candidate would say, Steve, I respect you, I'd like you to inform me on this issue, what would be the issue that you personally care about the most as it relates to this next election?
Well, we are recording this before the Supreme Court hands down its decision. There are going to be people that hear this who will know something.
Which decision are you referring to?
The decision about same-sex marriage. And there are going to be listeners who know something I don't know. But that is so fundamentally changing the structure of our entire culture and society that, you know, that's just an absolute game changer. And then what happens, you know, after the Supreme Court decision comes down? I'll just express my opinion, not knowing what's going to happen, that it is possible that it's 5-4 for traditional marriage. I think that there are a couple of the swing votes that may be afraid to let social engineering go this far, this fast. You know, on the Hobby Lobby decision that was made, it went what we considered the right way. But even if they do that, then the people on the other side, it's going to be like their hair's on fire. You know, they're going to run around. Who knows what kind of controversies there's going to be. You know, this is sort of the critical deciding issue of our generation. You know, even though there are some very, very, very important other issues that I've already dealt with, the whole thing about immigration, the horrendous debt that is building up, the disrespect for law enforcement and almost the breakdown of law and order in a lot of parts of our society and sort of the class warfare that comes as a result of that. We're going to deal with all those things. We're going to deal with them whichever way the Supreme Court decision comes down. We still have freedom of the press. Thank God we have freedom in this country. And we're going to exercise that freedom. We believe that we have been called for such a time as this.
You've been listening to Steve Strang on The Strang Report, speaking today specifically about the new Charisma Caucus website. Thank you, Steve, for being in the podcast facility with us today. God bless you, and I hope the election goes the way we need it to go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shekinah Today. Visit their website at ShekinahToday.org or God'sAnswerForAmerica.org. Thank you, Shekinah Today, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.